what we're saying that, look, internationally, the president of Sudan is on an ICC warrant, and we are members of the international community. And I think it would sound very unethical and wrong for us to be possibly found in a situation where we seem to be breaking the dictates of the international community.
But Dr. Mvula, some analysts are saying that if it's your government that invited him, how can the government turn around and arrest him based on the ICC warrant?
Agreed that a person may have been invited by our government, but we're saying that, yes, he's a member of the COMESA country. But look, there is an outstanding problem that there is a warrant which is still valid and which I think is waiting for execution by any government or any government that is a member of the ICC. So it becomes quite precarious for a country like Malawi to be seen to be working against the dictates of ICC. I know there is some funny way of looking at it, but because it is in Africa, therefore ICC warrant may not be valid, which is, I think, in our view as a party, not something that we should be condoning.
Have you petitioned the government to register your protest?
Look, the list came out very, 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 very late. We only got to know about it yesterday. And obviously, the views which are very loud are that it is irregular that we should be basically inviting a country which can send several representatives, not necessarily those that have a problem hanging on their head. And I think it is a view that everyone knows that as a party that believes in democracy and believes in the rule of law, it is inordinate that we should be inviting, and particularly a person who is indicted and be prepared to say, look, I think the indictment does not work for us.
So what will you tell your fellow Malawians concerning the participation of President Bashir, who is under indictment by the ICC, to participate in this COMESA meeting that ends today?
We're saying that as a country attending, as a country Sudan, it is a welcome idea. But where we invite a leader who is indicted and we seem to be aiding and abetting a person who is internationally wanted to answer some criminal charges, which have not yet been cleared, it sounds out of order, and that's something that we should not be condoning. Because I think in the eyes of the world, we should not be seen to be aiding and abetting or supporting what would be against the rule of law or the promotion of the rule of law.